Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
All right, Melissa, this started about a week ago when Sally called us initially, and her idea was to go into the boss's office with her coworker, and they were both going to demand a raise.
I do remember that.
One of my coworkers had mentioned that she's buying a house, and when asked how she's able to do that, she mentioned that she just got a raise. And my other coworker and I, she and I did not get a raise. And so, you know, we were out in the parking lot and we devised a plan that we're going to go into the boss's office today and demand a raise.
So they did that. They walked in there hand in hand. And were you here when the boss broke them up, basically? Okay, so Sally and the coworker, who we found out later's name was Jenny, walk into the boss's office and they demand their raise. And the boss says, well, you know what, guys? You're half right. I've got money, but I only have money for one of you guys. So he says, why don't you guys, you know, come up with, you know, I'll interview both of you guys in a couple of days and we'll see who gets the job.
Smart.
And I think
so
it's
totally smart.
Yeah. And I think it's just the boss jacking with them. Like, he fully knew that, you know, what was going on. So,
but that's a great response.
Broke them up immediately.
Yes. So then they come in Monday to individually pitch for the jobs. And that's when he found out she had been on the radio.
Yes. Yeah, so Jenny goes in for her interview first. And then Sally walks in with the boss. And the boss says, hey, before we start this whole interview thing, have you been on Q100 talking about this? Because Jenny sold her out. And Sally had to say, yeah, I've been on the radio. So the boss says, you know what? Rather than us do the interview, why don't you just, you know, forget about this today. So Sally leaves his office and she's all insecure. She has no idea what's going on. And he calls us says this.
She seemed like she was having so much fun with this. I thought I would try to appeal to Atlanta. My idea was that both of the girls would appeal to your listeners on the radio and then have your listeners decide who gets the raise.
That's great.
So we were totally into that.
That's great.
He was like, you're going to have fun with the radio? No, I'm going to have fun
with
the radio.
I'm still the boss.
So Sally comes on and she makes a plea and she just totally hacks it. In her on-air interview, she hacked it. She ripped on single moms. She ripped on smokers.
What?
And yeah.
What does that have to do with the job?
Jenny, the girl she's competing with, has kids. So Sally starts off strong, like once or twice, you know, one or two good lines where she's like, there are people in the office who will vouch that I've contributed to making the company money by supporting them with blah, blah, blah. So that's good. And then about 90 seconds into it, she goes, and Jenny has kids and I don't. And there's such a big distraction to her at work.
Oh, and then from talking about her, she's like, well, I don't take sick days because I don't have kids that are out sick and
I don't talk to my kids
on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And we asked her how much time she spent on Facebook and, you know, social networking sites and all that kind of stuff.
She
got ugly.
It. She hacked it.
Yeah. Bad.
So she comes on and she messes it up. And then Jenny comes on the next day and does okay.
She didn't do all that much better.
Did she rip on Sally?
A little bit.
Because that's kind of uncool to rip on the other candidate.
But all Jenny had to do was say hi. Like, she didn't even have to do anything because Sally messed the job, it up that bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Less was definitely more, right? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But by the time she got off the phone, it was almost unanimous virtual listeners calling up saying, nobody deserves a raise and they ought to fire the boss because this is totally unprofessional. So we haven't talked to the boss about it, but we do have results. So we put the poll up online and people have been voting all weekend long. Hey, Sally.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You know, glad to get back to work.
All right, you feeling good about your pitch last week? And what did you think when you heard Jenny on with us?
I just thought she was ridiculous and you know, I mean, we'll see what she says, but she sounded awful, and she even admitted that it's not her priority.
Have you two guys spoken since you both were on the radio?
No, not really.
I love how this united front has turned into a war.
I mean, within 4 days, they walked into the boss's office together because they knew that there were strength in numbers, and within 4 days, you got one on the air calling the other one a whore.
That's horrible.
Yeah. You know, anyway. So, totally broken at this point. All right, so are you fairly confident, insecure, or think that Jenny's going to get the job at this point?
Well, I'm pretty confident only because, you know, like she admitted that it's not our priority. And here I am, like I said, an employee that gives 110%, you know, 90% of the time. So that's, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that I deserve it.
So you give 100% 90% of the time?
I give 110% 90% of the time.
And what do you give the other 10%?
Well, good thing this is not your selling
point. You know what?
Post.
That's inspirational. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. We should put that on a plaque.
I give 110% 90% of the time. So when you average it out, you give 100% 100% of the time. So that's good. That's brilliant.
Wow.
All right. Now, and do I have this a little twisted? One of you gets the raise. That doesn't necessarily mean the other one is leaving the job, right?
Right.
So you're
right.
Yeah, nobody's getting fired.
No one's getting fired.
That is what, does whoever gets the job, does the other one have to answer directly to you or her? You know what I mean?
It's just a raise. It's not a promotion.
It's just a raise. Okay, that's right. Okay.
They'll have to work side by side next to each other, knowing that the other one is making $5,000 more than the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing, except, like I said, I do more work, but whatever.
I think pretty much the person that gets the raise will stay, and the other one eventually here pretty quickly will quit.
Right.
Because the work environment,
I mean, the boss has been in on this. Right.
But this is not a great job market to be quitting anything. Mm-hmm.
True.
Right.
You know.
Totally.
Might want to just hang on to it.
Okay. You want the official results?
Okay, yeah, I do.
All right, after all weekend long in voting. Well, I will tell you this. It wasn't even close. The final online poll was 85% to 15%.
Okay, yeah.
And Jenny won.
Shocking. I don't see why.
How could she have won? I think that's ridiculous.
It wasn't even close.
You knew you weren't going to win. You knew you weren't going to win this.
Hey, I just built a strong case, and hopefully my boss will be smart enough to not even pay attention to these results.
But that's what he was basing his decision on, so you're not getting a raise.
You're not surprised.
You cannot be shocked by the results.
And I will say our listeners gave 110% in this voting, at least 90% of the weekend.
Hey, I have to tell you, no, I think it's ridiculous because what makes this official? Who did the counting of this? I mean, come on. How do I know that you guys didn't do something funny with this?
You think we have something personal against you and that's why we manipulated the results for Jenny to win?
Got a little defensive about you know some of my comments and all, like I said, all I was doing was building a stronger case that I'm a better worker.
Yeah, you lost.
Yeah, better worker or not, she's getting paid more.
Yeah, we don't care enough to spend the time to manipulate the.
You know, I have to say, I honestly don't think my boss is going to follow through with listening to these results. I just don't. I just don't think there's any, you know.
How can he not?
He has to back it up officially.
Yeah, this was his idea.
Yeah, how can he not?
Because, I mean, I'll go to his boss then and just say this is it's completely not justified. That she would get a raise. She even, how can somebody come in and just say, I really don't care two, you know, bits about this job, that my priority is something else, it's somewhere else. And then here I'm saying, you know, I'm a better employee, fully, and obviously, and then she gets more money for doing less of a job? That's ridiculous.
Your debate is inconsequential at this point. I mean, your boss said, put the poll up. We did that. You made your pitch. She made her pitch. If you think it's fair or not, you got smoked.
Well, I think maybe your poll might be inconsequential to, at this point, to this my boss.
Right.
Okay.
Desperate.
Okay. Right.
I'm on painkillers and I don't really care.
What I find fascinating is that you're defending your job performance when that's all you had to do in the beginning by yourself is walk in and tell the boss that in order to get a raise. You started this drama by trying to take somebody else in.
We did it together.
And then you turned on her viciously, and thus you lost the poll.
I was just building myself a stronger case. Okay. And actually, she's the one that kind of got very high school on that whole story.
We got to get your boss back on, but you got to take it up with him. I mean, because at this point, we've played by the rules that he gave us, and you lost, and so you didn't get the raise.
I'll take it up with his boss.
Okay.
You do that.
Good luck. 90% of the time.
Jen, but she does give 110%.
90% of the time. Okay, Sally, good luck.
That is classic.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
I think she knew that was coming.
She knew that was coming.
I think
I'll go to his boss. Then I'll go to his boss.
She never really even had a chance based on, I mean, she was on the radio for 3 days before Jenny, so people disliked her even before the poll. She never even had a chance.
But I think her angry reaction or whatever, she knew that she would have to react that way. How, like, I mean, any friend of hers is going to say, yeah, you're
a tool.
I'm not sure she has friends.
The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Some days call for some oomph to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll also look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.